Welcome back to 4 AM Thoughts with your hosts, Moon, Star, and Indigo. Today, this is our final episode with Star as our school project is over. I still plan to continue, and I think Indigo is just blowing in the wind right now, so let's get to the interview.
Hi, I'm Harley.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Alrighty, welcome to the show. Star, would you like to start?
Okay. If you had to pick one movie to be your life, which one would it be?
I think I'd pick, Grown Ups, because it's really funny.
Okay.
And I'd want to go to, the water parks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
I was not ready for that.
Is there a TV show you'd pick?
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, Finding Nemo.
Please elaborate.
It's just kind of the first one that came to my mind, and I like that movie.
All right.
I would not want to be Nemo, but
I don't think anybody
would be Nemo.
No, I'd be more Dory.
That's what I meant.
I agree.
Alrighty. So, every day, 12 things appear in your backyard. They're random, but all start with a letter you choose. What letter do you pick?
B.
Why would you pick B?
That's the first thing that came to my head.
I was honestly thinking B too.
Oh, that's awkward.
Okay, so you got B. I would say M, because money.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Think about that.
That's smart. I was going to say L, just because I like the letter L. It's really nice. So, okay, so next question. I would just like to say all of my questions are themed. So, if Ed Sheeran gave you a pill where it erased your body's need for sleep, would you take it?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
But why Ed Sheeran? First.
Don't ask.
Okay.
Because then you wouldn't need to sleep, and then you can, go out all night.
Fair.
Yeah, I would take it, because I feel like I always want to sleep.
Me too. Oh my gosh,
I'm always tired. Just vibing all the time.
Okay. If a turtle doesn't have a shell, is it homeless or naked?
Naked.
Homeless.
Naked and afraid.
I would say naked, because he can still,
You can find someone.
There's soft-shelled turtles that look terrifying, may I add. Okay. So, if you're required by law to get a full body tattoo, what would you want to get tattooed over your body? And it doesn't have to be face. I was thinking face would be too much.
That's a nice
so just
question.
Neck down.
Do yourself? Because then it would look like there's nothing.
That'd actually kind of cool, the contours or, lines
Just
or whatever.
Just tattoo, your own body on yourself.
Yeah. That'd be cool. If not, I'd do, some sort of, flower pattern.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Or, glow-in-the-dark tattoos are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Recently, it would be cool to, not dragons, but for some reason, I was just like, that would be interesting. But, yeah, the flowers, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Same, actually, roses or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Ed Sheeran gave you all his money, what would you do with it?
How much money does he have?
We'll come back. Hang on, we'll circle back. Google it.
Okay.
We'll circle back. Google it.
Okay. If after dying, you could come back as any living thing other than a human, what would you choose?
Octopus.
Whoa.
Okay, wait. Why? The dog makes sense. I would want to come back as a dog.
Then you can still be part of, a family.
Yeah, sleep all day and, they pet you.
If it makes you feel any better, we went on a family trip a couple of years ago, and I said that I wanted to come back as a prairie dog.
Whoa. Kaylee.
It's just kind of cool, they got all the tentacles and,
Yeah.
There you go.
Ocean life.
Yeah. Harley apparently likes the water-themed situations.
So, Ed Sheeran his net worth is currently $160
million. Hmm. I would buy a house in the middle of nowhere and just go off the grid.
Oh, and she'd buy me a house.
I would buy a house and save the rest of the money.
That's smart.
I mean, yeah, that last part too.
Yeah, that's smart.
After Harley spends all the money on me for a house and her house, you know.
Definitely.
Sweet.
Definitely. All right. If you're going to be haunted by a ghost for the rest of your life, and this has to, you have to pick a dead person. I know that's like a little, but who'd you pick and why?
Who's dead?
Oh, I don't know who's dead.
Anybody. History, like, it could be, like, a famous person, or...
Imagine being haunted by Michael Jackson, though.
I mean, the first person that came to mind was George Washington, but that being <the word. laughs>
George Washington? I honestly have no clue.
I was thinking Joe Diffie, because he'd haunt me with country songs. I mean, that's kind of cool.
I wouldn't want to wake up in the morning to, like, a banjo playing.
That would be a little
or creepy. It would be a rude awakening for me at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. That one's tough. I don't know.
We'll stick with George Washington.
George Washington.
Trying to think. It could be, like, a pet, too, or something like that. I know that's also there really sad,
my
but...
Dog. My dog.
George Washington.
Yeah. George
Washington. Okay.
I have 2 more.
Okay, wait. Let's do Indigo real quick.
So, for the last one that I have, if you found out that you're a lab-created human-alien hybrid created by Ed Sheeran, what would your first reaction be? specifically created by Ed Sheeran.
I would take over the world.
That's a nice reaction. I like that. That style.
Take over the world.
Yeah, that's a good one. Take over the world. Yeah, we'll go take over the world.
Yeah.
Okay, I would question Ed Sheeran about why he made me.
Made you?
The first thing that came to mind was, that's pretty cool.
I was like, oh, nice.
Okay. Thanks, Ed Sheeran.
If you were a professional wrestler in the WWE, what would your name and identity be?
Can we also do outfits?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or colors. Specifically color theme.
This one really fits me because when I was little, my parents always told me I could have been like a baby sumo wrestler, so.
Baby sumo?
Baby sumo. Yes, that would be my name. And maybe like blue and gold.
That's nice.
That'd be cool.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
My outfit would definitely be like a light blue with like white or black. But my name...
Bam wham.
Bam wham. Okay. Sure. That fits. Bam wham.
Okay, my last one. If you could choose one, would you rather be famous or rich and why?
Rich.
Yeah, rich.
Because I don't care to be famous.
I don't care if people know me.
Yeah.
But if you were famous, then you could become rich.
But I don't want people, like,
knowing but, like, me, like... I don't like people all that much. Like, I'm not a huge people person. Like, and so I don't want people being like, oh, my God, look, there she is. Like, no, I just want to be, like, rich and by myself.
And lately, everyone, I feel like, that's famous has been getting in trouble and a lot of hate. Like, I don't... If I mess up, I don't want people to, like...
True. Yeah, actually, they have to, like... tiptoe
yeah
everywhere they go because anything that they do or say is going to be like
interpreted
badly by a group of people.
Feeling of like everyone like follows them around, like if they're like in the crowd they're like, oh my God, it's like Kim K, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like that would be a lot of pressure.
And the photos, yeah, I was gonna say
that's a lot of pictures.
Yeah, the photos being taken.
I don't want to have to get like dressed up and cute that much every day. Yeah, no,
I'm not even wearing the same socks today, so obviously not me.
Not my lifestyle at all.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, thanks for letting us interview you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember to comment if you can and subscribe.